ידי יותר ממש חוף פייס שוות תושים פי דלת רבי יוסי חזן
This week we relive, we experience, we internalize Matan Torah. And there's a Medrash Pliya, one of these great and wonderful Midrashim, it's very hard to understand, that when the Eibishter, actually the Dereshol, the Sheol HaMeshiv, said that L'chatchila, when he heard of this Medrash from Dashanim, he thought one of these Medrash Pliyas that Echav Boda Miliba, someone made up. You know, you pick Kashim at Barsht, and then everyone got to use their ingenuity to... But actually, the mocker of this medrash is a medrash afkir. Medrash afkir is a medrash kodum. Afkir is Rosh Tevis, Amen b'mehira kein yiros. Very often brought in Yalkut in various forms. Anyway, Hazei Shteit Chazal. Chazal tell us that b'shoh she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu anuichi Hashem alikecha jitzicha v'etutrayim pasach Moshe Rabbeinu v'omer in response to anuichi Hashem alikecha Baruch Atah Hashem, Shalei Asani Goy. Why make a bracha Shalei Asani Goy when he heard Anuichi Hashem Alikech? To understand this, let me be makdim. We all know, every school child knows the Gemara in Shabbos, Tapiches, where the Gemara says that when Moshe Ola Lamori, there was a whole diun, a whole vikuach, tainus and minus, with the Malachim, who tainid mal enish tchitis kerena, when Adam kisif kidena, right? Tznahoit chalashamayim. The Malachim asked, they tainted that Torah should be given in heaven. What was the tain of the Malachim and what is the mind of Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to, or the besoiser tainus HaMalachim? So you find three different sources, which I want to go through and to prove to you, and I have a raya to it, that all of these discussions, the Shaklavataria between Moshe and the Malach HaShoris, is be'etzem the same argument, back and forth. One medrash says, "B'shosh, read the lashon. B'shosh ala Moshe l'morom l'kabel teira. Bikshu malach hasharos lifgoya b'Moshe. The malach hasharos wanted to punish, to wipe off Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'osa hakadosh baruch hu. So what did the Eibush to do to defend Moshe Rabbeinu? Tzar kleis toponov shel Moshe l'doymel shavrom. He changed Moshe Rabbeinu's face that he should look, resemble exactly Avram Avinu. The Omer Lehem, and the Eibishter said to the Malach HaShoris, Iyatem mizbayishim imenu, are you not ashamed to act this way in front of him? Loi zeu shenesarachtem etzlei v'chaltem b'tich beso, is this not the same person who accommodated you the third day after Bris Milah, kechoy mayoyim, and he was Moser Nefesh to offer you hospitality, and now you're going to chepper with him? This medrash says nothing, by the way, about tainus apostle b'chala, but just the etzem fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was machnas orchim with great sacrifice. Therefore, you angels have no right, not proper, to chepezach to be pegeya by Moshe Rabbeinu. Hello, step number one, medrash number one. There's obvious, glaring questions which are asked. Satmarov asks the Divrei Yoel, tell me something. If someone once hosted you for a Shabbos meal, Asher Al Kain, till 120 years, you mechuyiv to do whatever he wants and you can't argue with him. So he gave you a meal, shkoyach, whatever. Asher Al Kain, what? You receive Torah, the Chem de Genuza, which has been gonus for hundreds and hundreds of generations, because he once gave you a meal? Hey. Number two, the Sforim asks, hey, wait a minute. If when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to Shemayim, and the Eibishter knows the Malachim will have tainus, Tanoi Choshamayim. And the Eibishter would have changed in transit the Kleist upon Shal Moshe L'Odeim Shal Avram. So you can maybe pull the wool over the Malachim and say, how do you chep with Avram? But they saw it's Moshe. And afterwards the Eibishter changed Kleist upon of Deim Shal Avram. Is they realize this is, hello? So what have you helped? Hello? Question number three, the B'nai Yisrael asks, Kumtois, what happened here? Moshe Rabbeinu ascends to heaven. And the Eibishter changes, Kleister Panov, Doimel Hashel, Avro. And with that, Moshe is Menatzeach, however, the Tain of the Malachim. Hello? So Kumtois, the Eibishter is working through a sheker. His Moshe, and he's Avro. He has a passport called Moshe, he has a passport called Avro. So you change his face. Shkoyach, you pull the wool. Of a sheker. So after B'nai also. Moreover, how did you know that he looked that? Because he looks like Avram. Maybe he's Yitzchak. Rashi says that the Eibishter also tzarkles. Befrat, there's midrashim which speak about. I know people of identical twins, friends of mine, and one of the twins had to go get a driving test in America, right? And he's a pacht, so he sent his brother, his identical twin, to take the driving test for him. With all the papers, and the driving instructor knew nothing about it, and he got a driving license. In exams, universities, I know many such examples of people. Hello? There are people who are bedoyim, one looks like the other. There's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parshnosai, which speaks about two sisters, and one, her husband, gave her kinuy instead. It was kinuy instead. And the sister went to Yishalayim to drink the Mayim Amor. For Hoyol Eilonim. So the fact that a person looks kach v'kach, asher alkin, what? What's going on here? So that's the Samarev. But the simple answer is, I'm having a simple, from a Sefer first, Imre Yoel, from Rav Heimlich in Montreal, a beautiful idea. Everyone knows the famous Hakdama of the Smak, who says the Eibishter first created Malachim. And Malachim have no Yetzer Hara, they only could do good. Le'idach, the Eibishter created Behemoth, and they have no Yetzer Toiv, they only have Yetzer Hara. So they're not punishable, they're not culpable, because they have no Yetzer Toiv. Then, after the Malachim and the Behemoth, the Eibishter created man, which is a Shtikel Malach, of the Neshama, which is Chetzuvah Mitachaskisi HaKovid, which is a Chelik L'Kamim Al Mamish. But he also has a goof, and the goof is goofal fresn, goofal puffin, goofal parkin, goofal whatever, right? And therefore, man is torn in different directions. And the shaila is at the end, who's going to win? Usually the answer is the part of you that you nurture. And if la'achra me'ev esrim shana, comes at dim the cheshvin, and you see that the person, even the chelek ha'behema of the person, used it out la'avedus Hashem, then you go straight, you've done your task in the world. That's number one. Number two, there's a famous Al-Shilch HaKodesh in Parshas Ekev, which we discussed countless times. The pasuk says, Hein L'Hashem L'Ikei HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim Ho'oretz Itzer V'Goyim. So the Al-Shilch HaKodesh asks the obvious question, what is the order in this pasuk? Shemayim, heaven. Shmei HaShemayim, the highest, loftiest celestial chambers, and then Oretz. If you're going Mimata L'mayla, I would have said, Oretz, Shemayim, Shmei HaShemayim. If you're going Mimayla L'mata, then it's Shmei Shemayim, Shemayim, and then Oretz. Which is the order here? Says the Al-Shulchan HaKadosh, the Etzen is the Shemayim. There's a spiritual world, the Olam HaGalgalim, whatever, and then there's Shmei HaShemayim, the Olam HaMalochim. The Aliba, the MS, the highest world, the highest place is down here. Because down here you build the Dira LaYisbarach B'tachtoin, which is the Tachlis, as the Tanchuma says famously in Parashat Nosoi, Dalta Rebbe in Tanya, in Perek Lamed Vav, speaks Bariches on. The Iker is when you make a dwelling place, Frat B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, the Shechina is down here. And then heaven and Shemayim and Shmei Shemayim, the Malachim, Srab Mefanim, they get their chayas from where? Dafki here. There's a sulam, mutzav arza, v'roishi megi ha-shamayim, v'malachi alikim, oil v'yardimboi. All of the bria depends on v'sutzich do. Okay. Therefore, dafki in this oilam ha-gashmi, through the chelek ha-behema of a man, you achieve the ultimate purpose in the bria. Therefore, you find by tzaddikim there was a gewaldig avoida in kedushas achil, eating l'shem shemayim. Ad kedekach has brought in Sfarim, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Yoina, and Rabbeinu Bechai. All the rishonim say that before a person eats, you should do tshuva. mitzvada in the Jew. I don't know many people who do it, but as always, in Shalom HaKadosh is brought that before you eat, you should say the halal chetzes. Haven't seen many people, right? The reason being is brought in the Hagos from the Lechem Shlema on Sefer Achme'av, because Chazal say that Shulchan Yishol Adam is Makapar, Yishulchan is like Bedema to a Mizbeach, Zashulchan Ashlifne Hashem. Asher Alke, before you eat, you have to ensure, since you're eating is really like a korban, it shouldn't be a Bechina from Zevach Roshoim Teva. So you have to do Shuvah before you eat. And that's what they brought in Sforan, the Messiris, Vayisim Lefana of Lechel, by Eliezer, when he went to Besulan, they placed. Another passage is Vayisim Ba'oren, B'Mithrayim Soif Sefer Bereshis, because Eliezer had learned from his master, from Avraham Avinu, that before you eat, you do tshuva. And one of the ikar ways to arouse a person out of his lethargy and slumber is to remember the La'achra Me'eves Roshana you placed in the Oren. Right, and you have to kind of know from the Gashmias. So the two things are therefore interrelated. Kunt ois, when the Malochim came to the house of Avraham Avinu, right, they suddenly saw a human being, Koretz Michoim Yelud Isha, and when he ate, it became such a Hechra Avoida, the famous word from the Belzerov, the first Belzerov, Meiridi Gevort. Chazal say that Tzadikim are greater than Malochi Ashores. What perhaps the Belzerov said, before you do a mitzvah, right, the Malachi Asharis are greater than the human being, obviously. When you make your achona to the mitzvah, you and the Malach are bedoy. When you have done the mitzvah already, after, right, then you're higher than, that's a raya, Leil Shabbos, when you say Shalom Aleichem, first you say Shalom Aleichem, in the first charuz, in the first stanza, Shalom Aleichem Malachi, Hashoris, the Malachim are Malachi Hashoris. Afterwards, they're no longer Malachi Hashoris, they're Malachi Elyon. Right? At the end of the Shalom Aleichem, what do you say? Seischem Shalom. I don't want to cause the Malachim Chas V'Shalom should have the Filus HaRuach. Therefore, you tell them, Seischem Shalom, Zay Gesund, nice knowing you, but I'm involved in my Suda Shabbos, which is whatever, we're Shabbos, and even Lachem is Kaddish, and therefore I don't want to embarrass the angels who are inferior. Kumt Oyus, that a person could reach higher than Maloch. When that's by Avram, it says, Yisivayar v'hine shloisha noshim, nupalkeir, nitzavim, olav. Initially, the angels are higher than Avram. Sumsof, what does it say? Vu oymid aleim. He's higher than them. It's unbelievable. There's a vort I saw from the Strosness Rebbe. I happen to have known him in Bar Meridik. It says in Pasuk, Vayikach chema v'cholov uben abokar, right? Vayitein lifneim. Work out the way the Pasuk is constructed. Avraham Avinu takes the chema v'cholov uben abokar, place in front of the angels. Who is the who? Avraham Avinu is standing under the eights. Vayochelu. And who ate? Pashtus to Malachim. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out this. The pasuk is like l'chura, very out of order here. Hello? It should have said, Vayichem v'cholo ben aboker. Yeah? Vayitin lefneim. Vayochelu. That's one hemshich. And then, Vuhu Oymid Aleim. Why does Vuhu Oymid Aleim hakarain, right, in between the Vayichemavach of the food and Vayichel, and they ate? L'chura, that's one continuum. So he brings, first of all, the whole discussion, which we really should discuss today, but we're not going to. In Tandu Elio, in various Medrash Chazal, when it says Vayoychelu, Tosfos brings this Medrash, that actually they literally ate. The Machloikis in Midrashim, apparently, whether the angels by Avraham Avinu ate or they were Nirim Goyal. Elsewhere, the Gemara Baba Mitzvah says that we have a principle, Ozl the Karta Ovid Kinimusa, when you go to a place, when in Rome, do like the Romans, as the English expression goes. So when you go to a place, you act accordingly. So Moshe ascends to the mountain. 40 days, 40 nights, he doesn't eat. Because that's the meaning in heaven, they don't eat. When the Malachim came down to Avram, Hayachel. Right? So they appeared to eat, but they didn't really eat. But according to many other places in Chazal, this whole list of Midrashim, they actually mamish, they ate. V'horayah, this medrash we just brought, that when Moshe Allah Lemorim, and the Malachim Tainit Tanoil Chal Shemayim, so the Abraham said, "Is how could you so show such disrespect to the person who, when you came to his house, he gave you to eat? But if they didn't eat, they're not. They have no sense of gratitude to Avram because they didn't really eat. They were doing him a favor by just not embarrassing him. But hello, they didn't actually eat. So they ate. According to Chazal, they ate. Many Makers, they ate." So the Sotan Sarebbe explained this based on a vort from his great uncle, Rameir Primishlan. A similar pasuk. Pasuk by Avram, memory comes back from the war of the four kings and the five kings. The pasuk says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalim. Taich. Malki Tzedek, the king of city called Shalim, Yushalayim, whatever. Hoitzi Lechem Vayayin. He took out Lechem Vayayin, bread and wine. Vuhu Koyen Lechel Kelelim. And he is a Koyen. Hello? Again, you don't got to be a rocket scientist. If, God forbid, a human being was writing the Torah, you would have said, L'chura, Malki Tzedek. Who is Malki Tzedek? Never heard of the fellow. He is Melech Sholeim, Vu Koyin Lekel Elyoin, Hayti Lechem Vayayin. So the Meir Pimishlaner Taich, beautiful prayer. When two tzaddikim meet, what is the purpose why the Eibishter brought them together? Bashkocha brought this. Each one has to learn from the other. So Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, suddenly comes face to face with Avram Avinu, the greatest of Baal Chesed, the Baal Machtas Eirach, right? So what did he take out from this encounter? Hoitzi Lechem V'yayin. That when you meet someone, you have to be Mahanehim with Lechem V'yayin, G'day L'gimu Shem Mekareves. That was the Avodah of Avram. Vehu, Avram, he now learned from Malki Tzedek to be a Koyin L'Kelel. So when two tzaddikim meet, back to him to the famous Panim Yofis, when Chazal tell us in Chagigo, in Doi Maharav, L'malach Hashem Tzvokes, Yivakshu Tein Repiv Yimlav, the Rav has to be like a Malach Hashem. Whoa, I don't know. The famous Vort, the flow brings it, tzaddikim bring it. When can you learn from a Rav? When the Rav is, obvious the question is, but no one, have you ever seen an angel? No, you have. Okay, you're an Olav, right? You haven't seen an angel, so how could you know, should you learn from this person, if he's a Doyma, a Malach Hashem, but you never saw a Malach Hashem? So the Sforim Akta Daflo Taiches, we know the difference between a human being and a Malach, is a human being as a Mahalach, and is going, moving, striving, growing, and a Malach is an Oymit. Right? Say Chazal, when can you learn from somebody? When he's willing to put aside his steiging, his growth in Avodas Hashem, and sacrifice for the sake of another person. I'll be willing to be an Oymid, like a Malach, for the sake of sharing with another person. If the Rav is so busy being mefalpel himself deeper and deeper and deeper, then he's going to be a very poor Rav, because he won't be able to mitzamsim the Nevi'ez HaMoichen and to stop and teach people Lefi Madrigos. So he says that is pshat over here. The v'yikach chema v'chalav etc. V'hu oime ever v'hu oime d'aleim. Avram Avinu learned from the malachim that amol even a yid a mahalach has to become an oimid. Stand still. The whole story is he's in the middle of talking to the Eibishter. Abraham is speaking to him by day, etc., etc. And then he says, "Abraham, from here, Achnos Orchem is greater than Chabolos Pnei Hashchina, because that's what he has to do." So Avram Avinu took from the Malachim what to be an Oymid. What did the Malachim take from Avram Avinu? Vayoychelu, that you're able to serve the Bashefer even through Yachil. The God that Taichin Nitzav Lev. Need to ponder. He writes Shruus. Who oimed aleim al derech? The Gemara says in Gittin, someone's writing a get, but the guy doesn't know what to do. So the Godel is Oymid al Gabov, and he's the who Oymid aleim, that Avraham Avinu is standing there. The Malachim don't have a clue. How do you eat L'Shem Shemayim? How is eating Avoid the Gashmi? How is that Avoid the Hashem? Who Oymid aleim? Tifrigaret. We all know, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, that the Yisuid of the Taina of the Malachim, Ma'enish Tisus Karena, Toyin Chol Shemayim, was what's called Dina de Bar Metzer. Din Bar Metzer is a din that if you're selling a property, so the din is, if there's a Bar Metzer, a neighbor, who is there, right? So rather than sell the property to a stranger, a guy from the outside, you mechuyev alpidin to sell it to whom? To the shochet, to the guy who's the neighbor. So in other words, this is you want to buy property, you can buy property anywhere. What do you got to buy this property with this fellow who's already a neighbor of Bar Metzra? He could just rip down the borders, rip down the fences, and just extend it. They got to schlep his tractors from field to field. Did the Bar Metzra. So the Malachim Tainid, where is Torah? Torah is Genuza. Torah is in heaven, spiritual. Who lives in heaven? The angels. Therefore, the Malachim Asharis, have first right, Mitzadina de Bar Metzra, Gvarim Bar Metzia, Rabbi Mechil Kishchenim, Dinu Chishirishpet, that Mitzadina de Bar Metzra, Malachim, and we'll soon discuss. There's like 1,001 in Sforim, like there's hundreds of Sforim, whether it's a Medrash Chazal, or it's Katakadmoinim, whatever the Lashon Chido is, the Lashon Shagurim, Mishugeris, everyone says it, all the Sforim, hundreds of Sforim, talk about Dinu de Bar Metzra here. So one of the answers to be doicha, the din Bar Metzra is with Shulchan Chashimishpin, Kufayin Hey, we paskin, if the moicher will have a hefsid, he gets a bigger price versus to sell it to a stranger, so he's entitled to sell it to the stranger rather than have a hefsid by selling the field to the Bar Metzra. Right? To the matzrin has no time. Oy bazoi. If the Eibishter, say this format, everyone says this, if the Eibishter would have given Torah to Malachi Asharis, the Eibishter would have a hefsid. He's a moicher, right? Why would he have a hefsid? Because Malachim can only do ruchnius to avodis. Malachis don't got a clue of how you do avodis in Gashmis. And therefore, the Eibishter was not mechuyev, right? Al derech zeh, you find that Avraham Avinu, what was his avoyda vayita eishel? What does eishel stand for? Achilur siyel levoya. So it says in Sfarim Akdoshim Mitzvah Lev brings that Avraham Avinu taught his generation through achilur siyel. You come to levoya to be apam yilave ishi elai. You become dovok in the Eibishter. That's pshat that Satmar Rebbe brings. Meri dikavort. Did the Gemara in Baba Basra after Zayin that Avraham Avinu had a. Evan Tuva Bitsavori, and a person who was a Chayla used to look at it and be Nisra. What's this Bitsavori? We all know the famous Gemara, Martinus, that you don't talk in middle of eating. Shema Yakdim Kona Levesh. What's that? So it's put in Sforam Akdashim, there's an avoid of the Kona and avoid of the Vesh. Avoid of talking, Pyro Tvila, avoid of the Vesh at eating. You don't say divrei Torah in the middle of a meal for whatever Nachman or Tzadikim, because that would show that this epis felt in the avoida of the veshet in the avoida of achil, right? As we discussed many times, Sofer says this word. The Yosher Atoif in Liskerov says this word, right? Asher Alkein, that's pshat says the Satmar Rebbe that Avraham Avinu had an even toiva. Bitsavori, where the Kona and the Veshet is, and a person who is a Choyle Nefesh, which comes because he doesn't know how to use Avoid the Gashmi as L'Shem Shemayim, he would see from a Ravinu, and he would be in the Srapa from the Choyle Nefesh. It's also Tifa, it's all Tifa Pshat. There's a, Satmar Rebbe also says, Lev Aaron, another Bechinen is, there's a famous, it says, what did Avraham Avinu put? He said, Chema, V'chol, U'ben HaBokar, Asher. How many Ben HaBokars were there? Three. Rashi says, took three Purim, because he wanted to serve each one. Tongue. Gimel, L'shoina, is Bechar. Hello? You with me? Whatever. There is a Deya who says Avraham Avinu only had three Bokor, three Purim at the time. He's going to give everything away. I'm just saying, I'm just pointing this out. Whatever. So the Sefer Chesed Avraham from the Zayda of the Chido says up in some Moira de Gavort. The 100 say this. The Malbim later says in there, Eschemden. What happened? There's a famous Medrash in Pekidu Blezer that Raphael, the angel, I don't know how you do it, I'm not an angel, I never met an angel, but he turned himself into a par. You ever heard this before?
No.
Raphael scrambled the letters to get the word par kale. And he ran away, and Avram was trying to get the this meal on the way. Hello? Imagine you have three guests suddenly appear. Very hot day, apparently. Yes, hello? And he wants to get this par, and the par is running. So you know what Avram did? He's no spring chick here. He's like 80, whatever, 70 years old, whatever it is. Hello? 89, whatever he is. 99, whatever. He's an old man, right? He goes running after the par. And you know what the par does? It runs faster. And they have this whole race through the streets of Hebron, right? Until the par went into a mire. And then Avraham Avinu smelled the reyach of Gan Eden, because the kvura of Adam and Chava is the Pesach of Gan Eden, and it was a whole experience. Hello? By the time Avraham Avinu, after this whole, you know, this is when he discovered all our riches, but not in Kamakim. Avraham Avinu discovers the Maras Machpelah, and we finish with that. That later in history, he's going to buy it. It was under the ground. The Mechais didn't know anything about it. Now what happens? He got to make a meal, and these poor Orchim are sitting there sweltering heat. There's no meal. So you know what Avraham Avinu did? He made a, through Sefer Yetzir, because Sefer Yetzir is Miuchat Avraham Avinu, he made a par. And that's what he served up. The Uben HaBokor Loshen Yochid, Asher also literally Avraham Avinu made this par. How do you like that? And that's what the Malachim ate. When you eat a par that's made from Sefer Yetzir, you make a brocha? You know, fleshy, whatever. I'm not going to get a whole shak levitari, right? That we'll discuss it in a minute. We'll discuss it in a minute, maybe if we have time. Well, it's a funny situation. But what did the Malachim see? A human being, a Yelut Isha, Koros Michoimer, could suddenly create like a mon, which is Kula Heile Ruchnis, right? And that becomes the food of the Malachim. When they see the power of Yelud Isha, now they realize in retrospect that, hey, you know, if the Eibishter wants to give Torah to man, they have this ability, a human being, we don't. And that's pshat in this Maimer Chazal, Svarim say, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Lemore, right? Tsar clays to put it. It doesn't mean that the Abraham made cosmetic surgery on Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And he suddenly looks like Avram the Gashmi. There's a famous Ramban, right? Where the Ramban says that Ramban in the beginning of Bereshis, Zachar in the cave and the Pasuk, Zachar in the Barim, brings Rabbeinu Shiragon, that a person has a Tselem Elikim, this kavim and shirtutim on his face, and with that tzaddikim could know who you are. They could read your forehead, right? Asher alkin Yankov Avinu by Yosef Atzadik it says, Re'ei panecha lo filalti. He saw exactly what happened to Yosef Atzadik in Mitzrayim just by looking at his forehead, just looking at his face. The shirtutim on his kavim is the Malachim also have this koich, right? So when they saw Avraham Avinu, the Tzelem Elikim, which came because Avraham Avinu observed Torah, Kim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Atzilin Nitna, right? It doesn't mean that if you take a photograph of Avraham Avinu's face and Moshe Rabbeinu's face, it means the cell of the radiance, the ziv, the shechina, through which the heker pneim is speaks out who you are, your mahus. That's what the Eber said, both Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, both of whom you're able to use gashmias. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, you know, I said before, the Gemara says, when Moshe went lamorim 40 days, 40 nights, right? Didn't eat, didn't drink. So the Gemara, Zechariah, that what? That Ozul the Karta, you go to a city, oh, you follow the minute. So the Iyun Yankiv from the Shvaz Yankiv, on the Yankiv, and that Gemara, not that you learn Pshat, that had Avraham Avinu live for 40 days and 40 nights that you wouldn't drink, because you got to follow Minhag HaMakom. If you would go to a place where the Minhag HaMakom is not to eat and drink, you could stand on your head, whatever, Azul Vakarta, but you're going to die if you don't eat. Is a Yimuz Min Zogin, that Avraham Avinu, his goof was Nis'ala, like a Malach. Remember Rashi and Bar Chukas? Vayishlach Malach, 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 Vayish